I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
I'm Mrs. Davenport. Drone me.
I'm George Jenkins. Drone me.
I'm Junior Torres. Drone me.
Drone Airlines is proud to announce that as of now, we're making American stops. Our state-of-the-art drones will be stopping at Americans anytime, anywhere.
Wow! You mean I can be targeted by a drone?
According to a new Justice Department memo, citizens can be considered imminent threats if they have recently been involved in violence and their views have remained unchanged.
Can I get hit by a drone?
Well, the odds are better if you're an operational leader presenting an imminent threat, but you can also be an associated force.
What's that?
No one knows.
Mom, Dad, can I be an associated force?
Silly. You know you can only be collateral damage.
Here at Drone Airlines, we have no idea who's going to be hit with one of our state-of-the-art robot aircraft. More importantly, we don't care.
One more question. Can you tell me how much this will cost? I mean, I don't want to spend a lot of money on...
Hey, another satisfied customer.
Sure was.
Me next.
Drone Airlines. When the president needs to kill somebody and doesn't want to tell anybody who it is, special rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Stone Peck for the Final Edition. As part of our series, America, Show Us Your Guns, I'm traveling to the Midwest to experience how responsible gun owners actually use the weapons they're so passionate about. Today, I'm in Michigan's Upper Peninsula with local hunter Dickie Duncan. And we're after some bobtail deer. Dickie, why deer?
'Cause the place is overrun with them suckers. They need a cull, and I'm the guy to cull them.
What weapon from your extensive collection are you using today?
This here is a so-called assault weapon, an AK-47 with a 50-round mag.
That's a lot of gun.
This is the minimum firepower you need in the lopsided battle between man and beast. Hunters need assault weapons to bring down the tougher, faster, cannier, more evolved, and elusive deer of today.
There's a fine-looking buck over there, Dickie. That's got to be a three-pointer. Check out that rack.
Where? Where?
In that clearing, dead ahead, about 15 yards away.
Right. I thought that was a bush. Shit. I'm out of shells. How did I do?
You missed completely. You winged an oak, though.
The odds are always against the hunter. I need a bigger mag. This here's a 100-round mag.
He's still there in the clearing. In fact, he hasn't moved.
Aw, shit. He's walking away. And I'm out of shells again.
Well, you shot the ground up pretty good. Wow, that's wild asparagus. That's really rare. Dickie, you shot some wild asparagus for dinner.
I'm on a caveman diet. No vegetables. What you non-hunters don't realize is these animals are a cunning and formidable adversary. I need more firepower.
What's this now?
This here's a multiple grenade launcher. Lays down a 50-yard diameter kill zone. Nothing can stay alive in it. Whoa! Check out that groundhog!
What if it's Puck's Tawny Pete?
We're in Michigan. Did I bag the groundhog?
He'll spend the rest of his life in a wheelchair.
Yay! Fucking A!
And you've started a forest fire.
See, this is why you can't put controls on our hunting arsenals. We got a Second Amendment right to whatever weapon gets the job done. Tell that to your tree-hugging listeners.
You just did, Dickie. From the Michigan Killing Fields, I'm Stone Peck for the Final Edition.
It's time for the Final Edition Radio Hour's finance feature, Money or Die. The Justice Department announced today that it is suing ratings giant Standard & Poor's for $5 billion for giving worthless mortgage-backed securities top ratings during the housing bubble. The Final Edition Radio Hour reached unindicted American racketeer David Beers, who headed up Standard & Poor's global sovereign ratings division in those years, as well as downgrading the United States' AAA creditworthiness in 2011. We reached Beers Monday at his London base, where he is technically beyond the reach of American justice.
Respond to the charge that S&P is guilty as charged because the fraudulent AAA ratings you gave subprime mortgage-backed bonds during the housing bubble caused the 2007 financial meltdown, and that S&P's collective crimes lost so much money for so many people, you guys make Bernie Madoff look like a piker.
Crime schmimes. Cop didn't see it. We didn't do it. There weren't any cops on the beat back in 05, 06, 07, and our boy Tim at the New York Fed wasn't about to deploy any. So we're clean. As for the downgrade, hey, the free market isn't free. The pussy left like Krugman and Taibbi don't seem to get that there's a direct correlation between giving AAA ratings to trillions of bucks worth of worthless bonds and downgrading the sterling credit of the U.S. or France or Greece or wherever.
Which is what?
Simple. The banks and investment houses that were selling subprime junk back in the Bush years paid us to give them a AAA rating. Consultancy fees. 8-9 figures. After the debt ceiling vote in 2011, we gave the White House the same opportunity. Get us $100 million in small unmarked bills by midnight August 4th, or your nice clean credit rating goes down a great big fat notch. They told us to fuck off, so we torched their store. That's the way the business works. And you know what? They want their precious AAA back. Now it's $500 million.
You also downgraded Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. What was the point if you've already downgraded the entire government?
We saw no simoleons in the old brown paper bag. Any day now we'll be downgrading Medicare, Social Security, HHS, EPA, the Smithsonian, the DNC, MSNBC, San Francisco, Marin County, and Rachel Maddow.
So the pundits are right for once. These downgrades weren't and aren't financial moves. They're political ones?
Duh.
For instance, back in 2011, the $4 trillion you said needed to be cut from U.S. government spending exactly matched the amount House Tea Party Republicans were demanding during the debt ceiling fiasco.
Maybe these guys backing these Tea Party morons, Langone's gang, the Koch brothers, those fine folks, slipped us a little something to use that benchmark. It's possible. Why don't you people fucking get this? Wall Street gets it. We're a global company selling a global commodity. No pay, no play.
So a tiny unelected group of criminal Wall Street insiders was and is trying to influence the financial management of the world's biggest economy and the deliberations of its duly elected representatives?
Please. Of course we're telling the U.S. how to run its economy. To wit, like a fucking business. Fire all these deadbeat minorities, seniors, cripples, unemployed. Unleash capitalism. Balance the books. Start showing a profit. The U.S. is no different than Greece, Ireland, Portugal, Italy, or any other rotting remnant of 20th century nationalism. The markets are the only emerging global system that works, and we control its basic metric. What is any financial instrument, entity, or product worth? As for tiny, sure we're tiny, like any outfit with real power. The Vatican, the Carlyle Group, the Ragheads of Riyadh, we're small, secretive, tight-knit, and effective. We're a family. Think of us as the invisible black hand of the marketplace.
If you're found liable and fined the $5 billion, will you change your business MO?
You kidding? We wipe our ass with $5 billion every morning in the crapper.
if there was a global entity that rated credit raters like S&P, what rating do you think they'd give you?
The way we operate, a triple C. But there isn't any such global entity. Frankly, we give less than a flying fuck what anyone thinks.
Thank you very much, Mr. Beers. Good luck in court, and go fuck yourself.
Keep my shorts.
Israeli News Service will be on vacation for the next month. The following story should apply to virtually any situation that might occur, or ever has occurred, in the state of Israel.
Dateline Tel Aviv. A peace agreement was almost reached between Israel and the Palestinians, but Palestinian leaders overplayed their hand, backed out of the agreement, and were cheered by their people. Israel reacted by overplaying their hand and building settlements in disputed territories. After a political backlash, a peace agreement was almost reached between Israel and the Palestinians, but Palestinian leaders overplayed their hand, backed out of the agreement, and were cheered by their people.
Please replay this report as needed.
This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Hi, I'm Piers Morgan. I've taken a strong stand on gun control, but I do recognize that there are passionate Second Amendment advocates who are deeply concerned about gun violence. Beauregard Weevil from Axe Handle, South Carolina, is one of them. Beauregard?
Oh, call me Bo, P. You know, the only way to minimize the carnage is to identify the mentally ill of all ages, races, and income levels and ensure they have zero access to deadly weapons. Especially weapons that are in effect weapons of war.
Wow, all right. That's way more reasonable than the average member of the NRA.
Oh, I'm not a member of the NRA. The NRA is deranged, blind to the indefensible path they've chosen, slavering dupes of their own craven leaders.
Yeah, that's good to hear from you.
Collaborators who will be shot when the day of reckoning comes.
I'm not sure I'd go quite that far.
After World War II, Quislings who collaborated with the fascists were summarily executed, were they not?
Yes, but it's hardly a parallel situation.
But hey, the NRA are just a few million fat, scared old men. They'll be no match for us.
And who are us?
The 45 to 50 million citizens who own at least one so-called assault weapon and a dozen or more sidearms.
45 million people have assault weapons.
The biggest army on Earth, P. Bigger than the combined armies of Russia, China, India, and Europe. In fact, all the militaries on Earth. And when Iraq and Afghanistan are done, and the full force of the United States military is turned on we the people, they'll be no match for us either.
What on earth are you talking about?
Well, they won't be familiar with the terrain. We'll be fighting on our own turf. But for them, it'll be like another foreign war. We know how well those have gone.
You really believe our own armed forces are going to attack us?
I may not want to, but they'll have to obey orders. Malbama Seitung's orders. Sitting there in the Oval Office in his hoodie.
Wait. Step back. You say that if the government legally reduced the number of firearms used in the slaughter of innocents and sent its legally deputized agents to enforce that law, you'd violently resist them?
Although I'd try to reason with them. Many are like-minded, responsible gun owners. But if that didn't work, yeah. Bang, bang. Sayonara.
In other words, you're part of the lunatic fringe that gave us Ruby Ridge, Waco, and Timothy McVeigh.
McVeigh was a visionary, a martyr. He resisted a tyrannical socialist government and paid the price.
A tyrannical socialist? The Clinton administration was right-of-center Democrat, practically Republican.
You really believe that? Golly gee willikers, you appeasers of world tyranny are so naive.
You know what? You are mentally ill. And if there really are 50 million adults with assault rifles who believe what you do, they're mentally ill too. And as you said, we need to get deadly weapons out of the hands of the mentally ill.
Okay. Let's say I am mentally ill. How are you gonna take the weapons out of my hands?
By legal means.
And if it's my civic duty to resist unconstitutional laws?
Then, by force.
I rest my case. Civil war is inevitable.
I agree, actually. I mean, you're from one of the 11 states of the old Confederacy, right?
The first to secede.
And if at first you don't secede, try again.
That's the plan, P.
So while there are many mentally ill people like you in the other 39 states, it's really the South that's driving this America-hating insanity.
We don't hate America, P, baby. Just the American government.
The American government is the American people, you dolt.
I feel threatened by that, P. This is a stand-your-ground state. But because I'm a responsible gun owner, I'm letting you off the hook.
It's interesting you brought up World War II. Before it, Germany was the South of Europe. Racist, xenophobic, militarist, glorifying a bully boy culture. But since the war, Germany's been, for almost 70 years now, a civilized, peaceful country with a thriving economy.
I guess we taught them their lesson.
Exactly. Which is why America needs a second civil war.
Finally, something we agree on.
Because with truly bigoted and degenerate people, it always takes two wars and two crushing defeats.
Them's fine words, Limey.
Hey, I feel threatened by that. And this is a stand-your-ground state. Take that.
Oh, Jesus! I let you off the hook, you crazy limey bastard! Oh!
Nothing crazy about it, Beauregard. Totally legal.
Where's my goddamn gun?
And since you're now trying to kill me, here's my totally legal, totally constitutional second shot.
Oh, God!
And my third ditto shot.
Whoa!
That felt so good. God bless America.
The final edition Stone Peck recently caught up with President Barack Obama at his private shooting range at Camp David.
Mr. President! Mr. President! Mr. President!
Oh, I'm sorry, Stone. I didn't hear you. I was skeet shooting, which I do all the time, apparently, according to my press secretary.
Mr. President, are you just trying to impress gun owners, or are you a gun aficionado?
Stone, I'm not just a gun aficionado. I'm a gun pistachio.
Do you mean a gun nut?
I don't know all the terms, Stone. I'm too busy staging photo ops. I mean, shooting things to learn them.
Oh. You released a photo of you shooting a gun for the first time ever. Why?
Oh.
Are you trying to infringe on my gun rights, Stone?
Oh, no, Mr. President.
Because you'll have to pry this gun from my something, I forget how it goes.
Cold, dead fingers?
Exactly, Stone. Those words are in the Second Amendment. My cold, dead fingers being necessary to the security of a free PR campaign, the right of the president to shoot skeet shall not be made fun of.
Mr. President, do you even know what skeet is?
Stone, not a day goes by that I don't personally ask Joe Biden to tell me what Sagitt is. I'm no expert, but I believe it's a disc 4 5/16 inches in diameter, 1 1/8 inches thick, and it flies a distance of 62 yards.
Impressive. Do Michelle and the girls come out here?
No, Stone. The skeet shooting range ain't no place for women folk, I reckon. They's more into book learning and such.
You sound like a cowboy, Mr. President.
The name is D-J-A-N-G-O-B-A-M-A.
Django Obama?
I count 6 shots, reporter.
I count 2 more points in your approval rating, Mr. President.
Care to ride with me, Stone?
This is Stone Peck, being co-opted into the sunset for the final edition.
Pulling me down the highway, pulling me down the highway, and the hills and light won't pass me by.
On the heels of an internal memo revealing the power of the president to use drones to kill Americans, the White House has expanded the reach of the military program. In an effort to cut spending, the United States government now uses military drones to evict families from foreclosed homes. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney explained.
This program not only increases efficiency in the real estate market, but it reduces the deficit by replacing sheriffs and their expensive pensions, health care, and mustache maintenance. It adds to the unemployed, sure, but drones don't get tired, they don't have mouths to feed, and they usually don't employ racial and misogynistic imagery in executing their duties.
At a meeting of the National Sheriffs Association of America, for America, Sheriff R.P. Coltrane told a harrowing tale of being threatened by a drone.
I got pulled over by a drone while driving around off duty with my hound. Broke my taillight and all with a laser-guided baton. It then shoved me with said baton and told me the town wasn't big enough for the two of us.
Al Sharpton today joined the nation's sheriffs in opposing the new program.
This program of drone evictions is deeply racist and must stop. It has put both of America's African-American sheriffs out of work.
We tried to speak with some of the drones, but they had no comment. Based upon the early popularity of the program amongst bank executives and families who haven't been vaporized, the Obama administration has ordered a fleet of drones designed to hunt, kill, and defund students past due on their Perkins loans.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Antoot Shell, Kevin Janis, John Marshall, Jeff Kreisler, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Jeff Kreisler, and Tony Hendra. Take my word and visit thefinaledition.com now and often for more sizzling satire with teeth. I'm trustworthy, so go for it. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Kreisler and Tony Hendra, and engineered and edited by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC. Copyright 2013.